You're listening to the Closing Market Report for this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is now here. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Don, I'm told that while it's cool and still damp in the western Corn Belt, the producers maybe might be able to move in the next couple of days. And then by the time we get to next week, they may have a bit of a warming trend, though I don't know what that means. Can you give me some insight, please?
Sure. I think the news is certainly much better now for those wet areas, the Corn Belt, especially the central and western and northern areas, because we really don't see much precipitation at all through the next week and even going out to 10 to 14 days or so. Now, it is cool. That's going to cut down evaporation rates, and it's going to stay a bit on the cool side here for several more days. We do see it warming up a little bit as we get into the early to middle portions of next week as some high pressure extends out of the western United States and into the western Corn Belt. I would keep your expectations in check in terms of actually how warm it's going to get, but warmer than it is now. And the bottleneck of rain is going to be more towards the southern plains. It's going to be quite wet, continued quite wet in Texas, portions of Oklahoma, portions of the southern and southeastern United States are going to be looking at being the most wet, which will give an opportunity for the Midwest to dry out.
I was looking at a snow cover map from yesterday morning. Was surprised to see the bulk of Iowa, parts of South Dakota, North Dakota, Kansas, all covered. Will they lose that snow cover very quickly in cool conditions?
They will. The snow that fell with that Arctic blast is going to melt out pretty quickly, even in some of the higher elevations of the Rockies. It is not unusual to have a big push of cold and snow like this and then have a couple of weeks of what we call an Indian summer type pattern. And that's exactly what's going to be developing. So those folks will lose the snow cover as it gradually warms up and dries out.
Hey, thanks so much for being with us today, Don.
Thank you.
That, of course, is Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Find us online at WILLAG.org. There you can listen to all of our agricultural programming on demand anytime you'd like. You can find us in iTunes, the Google Play Store, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, and of course the NPR One app, all as a podcast as well. It's part of the service that comes to you from Illinois Public Media. Speaking of which, we do conferences from time to time as well, and we've got a big one coming up on the 20th day of November. That's the Tuesday prior to Thanksgiving, just after the Illinois Corn Growers Association's annual meeting. You'll want to talk to them about becoming a member and signing up for that event. Starting, though, at 10:30 on that day, we'll have Anheuser-Busch along with Syngenta and McDonald's Corporation on the stage with us to talk to you about how all those companies are reaching all the way back into the supply chain for contracts and premiums and for other issues that might help you in the future. It's all about the kinds of things that you as a producer can do, whether you're small or big or somewhere in between, to help your bottom line. And we're going to kick off our event, the Farm Assets Conference, with an hour and a half discussion about the kinds of things that are coming now. They're coming today, including how you can get some contracts, maybe for non-GMO crops. We'll have Clarkson Grain there as well. So you want to make sure that you sign up. Do it right now at farmassetsconference.com, willag.org. The cost of the tickets is just $40. Don't delay. Sign up today. It should be a great conference. All the details are online at willag.org or farmassetsconference.com.